This week's Come on iPal is about cellular phone usage. Cell phones are really convenient. You can get in touch with people anytime, anywhere.
Really, really convenient. But I wonder if there are some people who want a cell phone but don't have one because the paperwork seems troublesome or they don't understand the application process.
Well, there are prepaid phones, but in either case, having an alien registration card is absolutely necessary when signing up for a plan.
That's right. But be aware, if there are less than 90 days remaining in your period of stay, you won't be able to sign up for a contract.
Yeah, not to mention that people with the residency status short-term stay are also unable to sign up for a contract. In addition to an alien registration card, other items that might be required by the cell phone representative include a passport, an INCON, which is your seal, or a credit card. And it helps to be well-prepared when going to sign up.
Agreed. And the service counters can be crowded as well.
It can take some time when you go to the cell phone shop to sign up for a contract, so it's best to go when you have plenty of extra time. When signing up, the interaction is usually done in Japanese, so be sure to bring along a Japanese person or a friend who is proficient in Japanese.
While cell phones are quite convenient, due to their convenience, it's possible to disturb others if used anytime, anywhere.
You said it. Following the rules and minding manners are important. For example, it's illegal to use a cell phone while driving or riding a bike, and there's a fine of up to 50,000 yen for violators. But more than anything, driving and talking on the phone is very dangerous, and everyone needs to stop. In addition, there are other places that cell phones shouldn't be used.
Like in such places as airplanes and hospitals. If the electromagnetic waves from a cell phone interfere with a precision electronic device, it could result in a life-threatening accident. Also, it's necessary to switch your phone to manner mode or turn it off in places such as libraries, movie theaters, and art museums.
And remember to use silent mode or turn off your phone in places such as trains or on the bus. In quiet public spaces such as restaurants and hotel lobbies, it's best to keep your voice down and keep the conversation brief.
In quiet places, you should pay attention to not only how loud you talk, but also your phone's ringtone. It only takes one person's bad manners to ruin it for everyone and give Japanese people the impression that foreigners have bad manners. So let's not let that happen.
I agree. We're all representatives of our home country in the eyes of the Japanese around us. So let's keep cell phone manners in mind from the start. Come on, iPal. Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on March 14th, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about cherry blossom viewing information.
This is Chris.
And this is Jeremy.
Signing off.